Raima, let him say Mekum Tzara like this. Im Mitzairahu, if he was really a Mitzairah, then Zahashamai, this should be the Osham for Mitzairah. There's a Luga, there's the Lug Shaman for the Mitzairah. The Yim Lav, let's say he was not a Mitzairah, he was not really Tomei, then Osham Zaye Shalmin Adava. This Korban Osham should be a Shlomim, that's all. Like he can make the Osham on a Tanai. Let it be a Shlomim. For Yoisei Osham, now what do we do with this Osham? It's a Sophic now, whether it's a Korban Osham or Korban Shlomim. So what do? So Yoisei Osham is Toyin Shchita B'Tzofen. For Chumma, you have to be known like it's Kodesh Kedoshim. You have to make the Shchita on Tzofen, on the north side of the Azara. Or Matan Bohenis, you have to make the Matana with the hands of the Kayin on the four Zrikis like you do for an Osham. Or Smicha, you have to have a Smicha also. Or Nesachim, or Tnufa Chazav HaShoik. Rashi says, Kechoy Mishlamim. These things you do like a Shlamim. Or Matan Bohenis means, Rashi says, Kedin Osham Mitzera. Matan Bohenis means you make the Zrikis Dam on the hands of the Mitzera. Kids, with this carbon, you do all the chumras. What's supposed to be done for Oshem, and also what's supposed to be done for Shlomim, that you make a smicha on the sach and the chazav shayk. Now, when you eat this, for nechol zikr kuna, you have to have a chumra of kodesh kadosh like an Oshem. Only a zachar kuna can eat it, not in the keva. And also liyayim v'layla, you only eat it one day and one night, not like a Shlomim you can eat for 2 days. The yafa gav to call mafrik amar. Beshchitas kachim. Hashem v'yafagad yom amar shchitas kachim perikol azvachim shesarvu b'chatas amesis. A couple of nizra b'shim and shita. That he also can make a noshim on a tenai. So Chur was saying the same thing also. These chalas, these 10 chalas and 10 rekikim, bring them on a tenai. Now v'yafagad to call meparik. Even though we learned, Rashi says it means we learned in the Gemara's zvachim that. They were learned in the Gemara and Zvachim that Eim Adiyom Rabbi Shimon Ma'is Yomasni. When did Shimon say this? Lechetchila Litzkuni Gavra. When did Rabbi Shimon say he could do this Eitza to bring something on a Sofik and make Tanoim, whether it's an Oshim, whether it's a Shlomim, only to save a person, Litzkuni Gavra, this person. He's a Sofik Mitzvah, will never eat Kachim if he can't bring a Korban. So to fix up the person will make him. Avo B'yalma. But if it's not a problem where the person should be tummy, we should be a mitzvah. Like in our case, it's only a sophic what type of a nether he made. But he's not going to remain a tummy. However, the yalmo, then Reb Shimon holds the yevet in. But the yevet, if you bring such a korban on it tonight, then we'll let you get away with it. But lechatchila, we don't let you do it. So, of course, lekasha. According to Reb Shimon, it doesn't stim al mishta then. There should still be like 11 or 14 sveikas. You can't tell me just bring 10 chalas and 10 rekikim and make a tanai. Whichever way you are manader, that's how many of these are for my neder and the rest are for my nedova. And Shimon says that's only an 8 to 1 you're stuck. But the Yam Rashi says, Gagoyin Hosam, Bizvochim, Temari, Biyoshim, Shnesabu, Bishlomim, and Shimon Hosam, Kulim, Yechel, Kremishabim, Kulim, Nechom, Yamalayla, Kyoshim, but Stamazo, you don't say it. It's only B'diyev, not Machatchila. Samar says no. Hani mili, when does Rabbi Shimon say it's only b'diyev and ablakatchila gabi shlomim? Only by a problem we're making a korban oshim into a shlomim. When you're making a tanai between these two kabbonis. There, lakatchila, we don't want you. Why? To come a mayat b'achilosan. You take it away from the time of eating it. Like on the tzara to shlomim, you'll let it for 2 days. Now that it's sulfic and oshim, if you left it over after the first night, you have to burn it. So you have to be afraid, really, it's an Ashlamim, you don't have to burn it. It's possible you'll bring this Korban Shlamim to be burnt when it's not supposed to. That's why, lechatchila, we don't want to bring this Korban Ashlam with the Shlam on the Tanai. Because we're afraid, even though lechumra, you can eat it in one day, but what's going to be if the Kohen didn't eat it the first day and the first night? It's left over. So now you're going to have to burn it in a Sofik. But it's only a Sofik, maybe really it's Shlamim. That's called you bring in kachin lebeisapsul. There, lechatchila, Shimon says, do not do this. Avu menachas, but in our case over here, when the person made a neder to bring a minchas mafatana, and at that time he said exactly how he wants it, whether 7 chalas and 3 rekikim, and later we forgot, so he doesn't know how to bring now. So Shimon says a good eitzah. let him bring 20 now, 10 and 10, and I'll make it tonight. Whichever amount I meant for my nether, that's what should be for the nether, and that should be for the davar. Ava menachas, afu lechatchila, even lechatchila could do it, because there's no base up soul. All menachas have the same halacha, kneaded one day, so therefore there'll be no base up soul here. See, it could be our mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, and that's the eitzah to make it tonight. Rabbi Shimon, the account of Shimon that says, "Machz chalas machz kikin yovi." If you want, when you said your minchas mapatano, you could bring five chalas and five kikin. You could. I hokomaisi isorin echod mishnei isorin v'lug echod mishnei lugim. You bring in what an isorin echod from two isorin. And a one lug from shnei lugim. So Rashi explains, like, the question is, hokomaisi hashti sorin mizeh oktsas umizeksas for komarev shtei menachos bad yadodi v'yiyu lo noder ela chodem mincho leisu yechad isorin. His nether was to bring one isorin and from one and bring one lug and divide this up into 10 chalas. It means 5 chalas for rekikin. But now what he's doing now is bringing two different esrinus. 5 from this, 5 from that. So Kula Kashrut, that's not the way he made a nether. So why can it be Yotzer with this Tanai? Samar says, yes. I'll tell you, Shamin and Lele Reb Shimon, we hear from Reb Shimon, the Yom that he holds, that even though you made a nether to bring a Minchas Mater of 5 Chalas and 5 Rekikim, still he holds, Im Hevi Yisaren Echod, Mishnei Yisrenes. If you bring this one Yisaren, means 5 and 5 from 2 different Yisrenes, the lugach, and you bring this one lug of shemen, mishnei lugim from 2 lugim, yotza, you're also yotza. So even though you made a nether to bring it one type, but still if you bring it from 2 different, still you yotza. Therefore, it's good here the mishnah go according to Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Shemin le Rabbi Shimon the yomar, hamevi mincha vehevi shnei esreinim, or shnei lugim the yomar, chetzev shalze vechetzev shalze lechevosi, v'yashar nadova yotza. Rashi says, Lo Yisparish Lonech, he doesn't know where we learned this way. Vakol Ponim, the Mor says, that's from Shimon Shita, therefore it's not a kasha to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Mor still has the question, though. But the Chur, if you make this Tanai, and you're bringing these 10 chalots and 10 rekikim, heichi komets, v'nemor mikmots, heichi komets, how do you make a kmitz over here? Rashi says, mikmots, heichi komets, lo yoyser mincha, shu mitzdar shnei menochas, le mincha achas, like you're taking 2 different menochas, 10 chalas, 10 rekikin, you mix them, mixing them together. But how do you make a kmitza? Samora says, the mas niviyomi makes it tonight, and it sounds like this. I chalas l'chudayu, if I meant to make 10 chalas, or a kikin l'chudayu, then a 10 rekikin is a different nedavom. Amri, to call kemitzna michalas levi chalas, that I make one kmitza out of the chalas, that should be for the chalas, that's one mincha. And they're called kamitzim rekikin. Not that I make another kamitza for the rekikin, levi rekikin. That should be for the mincha by itself, or the rekikin. Because if his first nether was 10 chalas or else 10 rekikin, so now that he's bringing 10 and 10, it's like 2 separate menachas. So the kamitza on one is for one, the kamitza on the other is for the other. That's poshut. But e machzer rekikin or machzer chalas amrin. But if he meant first to bring his machvas, his mincha, 5 and 5. Just like this, they're called kamitzna michalis. That I'm making a kamitzah on chalis. Lehevi, this one kamitzah could be a machta chalis or master rekikin. This one kamitzah now could be for 5 chalis and for 5 rekikin. It's not worse than if you bring a minchas mafatana from one isor in a flower, and you divide it up, and 5 of them is rekikin, and 5 of them is chalis. Avad, you only have to make one kamitzah from one for everything. Here also, you make a kmitza on a chala, and you say on the tzata, say you had in mind at the beginning to make 5 and 5, so this kmitza on a chala helps for the rekikin also. Or they're called kmitza rekikin, and then later you make the kmitza from the rekikin, levi a machza rekikin, a machza chalas. That should be like for your second minchi to bring in the nedava now, which this nedava is made out of 5 rekikin and 5 chalas. So there also, the one kmitza you make on a rekikin should work for the whole mincha. Therefore, there's not a problem how you make the kmitza. You make one kmitza from either the chala or the rekikin, and that one kmitza helps the monashach for the whole mincha you meant to bring, for your nedava, and for your nether. for the Gemara still, Voboi Mikmatz Chad Kaimitz Michalis Omurikikin. The Chur, you have to make one Kemitza from Chalas and from Rikikin. The Kokomitz Michalis and Rikikin. And you're not doing that way. You're making a Kemitza from the Chalas for the Rikikin. Omurikikin Achalis. Rashi says, Voboi Mikmatz. The Chod Mincha Shal Chalas Rikikin Omar. And the Tzata says, first neder was to bring my mincha out of five chalas and five rikikin, is so a boy yisui chalas rikikin, or the first son clear, then he has to chop them up, the likmas mishneim, he has to take like one kemitza mixture of both of them, and he's not doing that here, he's only making a kemitza of one. So chursulasakash, how is the kemitza good? So Gemara says, yes, nafkuvav, the Gemara says that shamin lel rabbi shimu, he has still from shimu the yomar, im kamas v'yola b'yodim yechra, shneim yotza. If you made a kmitza only on one on the chalas, that's also good. Even though maybe the chetchiva you're supposed to make the kmitza from both, but with the evidence of you made the kmitza on one, it helps for the whole mincha. So the kid says it's possible to make this tonight, to bring these 10 chalas and 10 rikikin and make it tonight and say, whichever type of a neder you meant to say at the beginning, take it out of these 20 here. Let it portion be whichever way you wanted to. And the leftovers should be the teras and the dava. And the kemitza enachnami yotza with the kemitza b'dieved, make it one kemitza on a chala and one kemitza on a rikikin, and the mother shech yotza kemitzas for both for yineder and for yinedava. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf kuf vov amar aleph on top. Again, the last shal was we're trying to answer and say our mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Shimon that we have a suffix how many menachas he meant. He only has to bring five. Again, the question was, according to Rabbi Shimon, when you bring a minchas mafatanur, since you could make it five chalas and five rikikin, or six and four, so there should be much more sveikis. So my answer was, we have, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you bring one mincha chalis, and one mincha rikikin, you bring 10 chalas and 10 rikikin, and you make it tonight and say, whichever amount you made for your neder, that should be for the neder, and the leftover should be for the nedava. Last question we had was, how do you make the kemitza? So if you make a kemitza for only the chalas, maybe really your first mincha is supposed to be five chalas and five rikikin. So you're not making the kemitza from the right amount. Like this, if you would have made a minchas mafatana of five chalas and five rikikin, so you would have had to like chop them up down to pieces and take a kemitza from both. So Gemara says no. The Gemara says that less Gemara was. Voboy Mikma.